Romans 4, verses 4 to 8, is righteousness a free gift from God? Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for your love and mercy. Help us today by your Spirit to understand your word. Romans contains some profound truths, but it's hard to understand sometimes. Open our eyes to see the power of the cross and the wonderful grace of Jesus in the gospel, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Let's begin by reading verses 4 and 5. Now, the wages of a worker are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited for righteousness. Before moving on to verses 4 and 5, please note that in the meditation questions for Romans chapter 4, we listed several important words to underline or highlight as we study this chapter. Most of those words are used in verses 4 and 5. Those words are credited or credit, believe or believes, justify, justifies or to be justified, faith, and righteousness. The repeated use of these words indicates that they are key words and concepts that the author is addressing. The meditation questions for verses 4 and 5 is, describe the thinking and expectation of people who work to establish their righteousness. And second question, describe the thinking and expectation of people who do not work to establish their own righteousness, but receive it as a gift of by faith. If a person works for an employer, they do not receive a gift from the employer for their work. They earn wages, but the employer is not obligated to give a gift to someone who works for them. The employer is obligated to pay wages to employees for the work that they do. Righteousness, however, is a gift given to us by God, not because we work for it or because we deserve it. Righteousness is a gift we receive by believing what Jesus has done for us. This is a simple illustration, but easy to understand. If we do works of the law to earn righteousness, then it is no longer a gift from God, but it is something that we have earned. Grace, however, is not something we earn by what we do. It is a free gift from God. Justification means that God declares us to be righteous in his sight. God credits righteousness to our account because we believe that Christ died for us and rose again. If we try to become righteous through our works, we become self-righteous and begin to think that we deserve God's blessings and favor. We then expect God to bless us because of our good behavior and good works. People who do not try to establish their own righteousness humbly accept the gift of God's righteousness by trusting him. They do not think they deserve forgiveness or blessings, but are grateful for them. Verse 5 says that God justifies the ungodly. People who trust Jesus know that they're ungodly. They know that they're sinful and guilty before God. They believe that God has credited righteousness to them, just as God did for Abraham and for David. Let's look at what David said in verses 6 through 8 about the blessedness of a person to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Verse 6, and David speaks likewise of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Then verse 7, these are David's words quoted from Psalm 32. Blessed are they whose lawless acts are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never account against him. The meditation question for these verses are as follows. What was David's experience as he expressed it in verses 6 through 8? As I said, these verses 7 and 8 are quoted from Psalm 32, 1 and 2. David had committed awful sins. He committed adultery with Bathsheba. Then he tried to cover it up and was also guilty of killing Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. In Romans 4, verse 6, referring to David, Paul said that a person is very blessed to whom the Lord credits righteousness apart from works. David committed terrible sins, but was, of course, incredibly happy and grateful that God freely forgave his sins apart from works. David did nothing to merit forgiveness or to earn righteousness. God forgave David's sins and credited him with righteousness, not because of anything David did, but because of God's grace and mercy. David was extremely happy about this, needless to say. He said in verse 7 and 8, "Blessed are those whose lawless acts are forgiven." He's talking about his own, "whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him." God freely forgave David's sins. God wiped his slate clean, removing his guilt and shame. David overflowed with joy and gratefulness to God for his grace and mercy. He did nothing to deserve forgiveness, but God freely forgave him. If there were a book containing all of my sins, how many pages would there be? Hundreds, thousands, millions? Jesus destroyed the record of my sins on the cross. Now the book that listed all of my sins has only blank pages. He washed them with his own blood. And it says, now they're as white as snow. We sometimes think that God is like Santa Claus. We think that if we've been a good boy or a good girl, God will give us good gifts. But if we've been a bad boy or a bad girl, we think God will drop a huge rock on us. Sometimes we imagine God is like an angry old man who wants to punish us. Yeah, this image of God is wrong. God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. Psalm 103, 8 to 10 is one of the many passages in the Bible that describe the unconditional love, boundless mercy, and amazing grace of God, starting from verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. Verse 10 says, he does not treat us as our sins deserve. Verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. God justifies ungodly sinners like us. He forgave our sins and justified us by faith through the cross. Our sins are gone, and our hearts are free. As far as east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. Our sins are covered, and the Lord will never count them against us. Most people are haunted by guilt and shame over past sins. Many people have done really bad things. No amount of counseling or self-help therapy can take away the sin and guilt, but Jesus can. He loves sinners and justifies the ungodly through the cross. This is the gospel of grace. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for freely forgiving our sins and crediting us with righteousness in Christ by faith. Thank you, Lord, for continuing to forgive us and to love us, even when we fail. Thank you that you're not an angry old man, but a gracious and merciful Father. We are blessed beyond human understanding. Amen.